Well, since Pastor took off on us, went fishing, but he did leave me a couple of, sent a couple of missionary letters. Got two of them from the Weimer family and one from the Hitzebittles. And depending on how long it takes, I might get to hit the Biddles. But what I've got from the Weimers is one video that he has with the second letter. And it's like a minute and a half long. And there's one that talks a little bit more about the building program. And then if time allows, have any of you seen his video talking about his translation project that he has going? That might be worth listening to. He's taken on a project to translate the Bible into Icelandic. And it's about 20 minutes, maybe. And it's kind of interesting. I was kind of going through it, and you know, there's a whole bunch of Greek going through there, so you might get away with it. But what I want to start out with is in Acts 13, a couple of verses. They were at the church of Antioch, and verse 1 says, "Now there were there in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simon, that was called Niger, and Lucas of Cyrene, and Manan, which had been brought up with Herod the tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work thereon, whereunto I have called them. And when they fasted and prayed, laid their hands on them, they sent them away, so that they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus." Let's pray. Father, we do thank you again for the opportunity to hear from our missionaries. Father, we thank you for that opportunity just to pray, hold praises up to you for the work that is being done. Father, for all that is being accomplished. We thank you, Father, for just the avenues that they have through videos and YouTubes and through emails and ways to stay in touch that previously took days in order to find out about. I thank you, Father, for that opportunity, and I thank you for the Weimers and the ministry that they've taken on, and just all of the things that are happening, and it's exciting to hear them and to be part of that ministry. And we ask this all for your son's sake. Amen. So what I've got is the May and June newsletters. And so it starts out, it's called the Northern Lights, Iceland News, the Weimer family. So family news, Clayton. And I'm going to leave these back here. He says, turned 20 on May 25th. He is currently living with us in Iceland, working and praying off college debt. This should be done by September. Then he will save for a year of school before returning. He is a big help in the church, doing a variety of support roles. Rosa, and she's on a horse, evidently very interesting, turned 16 on the 5th of June. She also was a big help in the church plant. She teaches in our youth church and does a variety of things to support the church plant. Outside the church, she works alongside a horse trainer, teaching children how to ride horses. She loves this she loves to do. William graduates on June 3rd from high school and plans to go to college as soon as possible. He's working and saving. He announced his call into the ministry back in 2015 and still feels like God wants him to be a missionary. William is very active in the church plant, doing lots of help, including preaching for me once a month, and does a wonderful job. I'm thankful for all three of my kids. Vicky is a missionary. She surrendered to be one before I was even saved. She is a fabulous teacher and an example to the church. I'm thankful that we are a five-man team reaching the lost for Christ. Bus ministry. Yes, God did provide for the entire cost of the minibus, as this month, and they got the photo below, and we're going to see a little bit about it here shortly. He provided not only the cost of the vehicle, but also the overhead costs, including insurance, undercoating, marking, licensing, and permitting and road taxes. This is a big blessing. Lots of people are talking about the church bus in town. I was so thankful to be able to pick up people for church again. We had 4 first-time visitors on the bus on May 21st. What an honor to go out and to bring them in. Thank God for putting this into the hearts of so many to make this possible. Joy unspeakable. The Icelandic ministry has been struggling for growth without the bus ministry. The Icelandic church plant, we had 3 drive-in visitors come to the Icelandic service. For me to get a permit to transport people with the bus, I had to go to school. My teacher, his wife, and a friend came to the church on the 21st of May. I was very happy to have them and to preach the gospel to them. Summer outreach will include lots of visiting and canvassing. The English ministry. Since the military base closed 11 years ago, it's hard to believe that they've closed it, it's been that long, we have added the responsibility to minister to a group of people in Iceland that speak English as a second or third language. They immigrated to Iceland and tried to learn Icelandic. English is a bridge language for them. They do not speak it fluently, however, they understood it better than Icelandic. The English ministry has over 30 people attending with backgrounds from Poland, Brazil, Philippines, Latvia, Ghana, Nigeria, Nepal, and America. God brought them to Iceland for us to teach or for us to reach. What an opportunity to be reaching the world through Iceland. Both in Icelandic and in English services were 9 visitors on the 21st of May. And then the June 1 says the bus. July 9th will mark the 6th week running the bus. Praise the Lord, we had almost 30 kids in youth church. 11 first-time visitors on the last Sunday in June. This is a big blessing. I can't wait to see the first bus kid trust Jesus for salvation. William Sunday School class went from 1 to 17 in just over 5 weeks. This is such a blessing. This is such a joy to see life in our youth church again. Everybody's excited. 4 children who were faithful to attend were our only children in Sunday school for a long time are very excited to be bringing their friends to the bus. 2 of these kids are in the photo, and they got some more photos in here, and Solrun and Hilmar. We started picking up kids back in 1999 and had a van ministry from 1999 until October 2013, when we had to sell the van due to financial difficulties. We had others that were helping pick up children, but they all left Iceland. Our youth ministry had all but dried up. Some of the children that we saw reached are still in church. One of them has been especially excited about the bus. She was in the video, and it's coming up shortly, about the bus need. She is in this photo. Last Sunday, after the last child went home, Bartomy told me that she knows that she has found what God wants her to do in church, be a bus captain. What a blessing. You can see in the photo that she was a kid riding the van to church, and now you see her bringing kids to church. What a big blessing to a church planter. Big thanks to all those who gave to make this possible. Their English ministry. 4 new additions coming to the English ministry from Nepal, Philippines, Ghana. This ministry is keyed to reach people living in Iceland that don't yet speak Icelandic. They are mostly immigrating to Iceland to find a new life. Some are refugees. This ministry is a challenge as their English is not always good. Their children have a difficult time integrating. And thank you for your prayers. The Wenger family came to help, and what a big help they were. We worked over 112 hours over 8 days and were able to move mountains. Brad and Kaylee helped me clean out rooms to be prepared for teams to come and finish building. Sammy and Annie were a big help too. The building project we inherited when the military members left in 2006 was only 30% finished. It is now 60% finished. The area the Wingers helped us to clean is the final 40% of the building that we hoped to finish by 2020 when I turn 50 years old. With the Winger family, we moved tons of material, moved them into storage. We cleaned rooms, finished framing a wall, and put plywood on the wall. This wall will have another layer of drywall put on it in the future. I called this team Team Elijah. As John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah to prepare the way for the Lord, so did the Winger family come to help prepare the way for us to complete the building project. We also were able to hang up our new sign that I'd painted. What a huge amount of work they did. And thank you. Also thanks to Pastor Winger, the Central Baptist Church, for helping them get here. And what I'm going to do is show these videos, and I think we got plenty of time to go through them, and I'll tweak the sound back there, so
be patient with me for a moment.
Hello, Kerwin Baptist Church. This is the Northern Light, your missionary, reporting from Iceland. Praise God for 23 hours of sunlight. Jesus said, work for the night is coming, so we have plenty of daytime to work for Him. Family came for a visit, Vicky's sister and niece, Jessica and Victoria from Florida. Praise God for the bus ministry. 18-passenger minibuses rolling down the road. The community is asking questions, and children are coming to church on the bus. William's class went from 1 to 17 students over 5 weeks to run on the bus. Faithful children are coming to church now, excited about bringing a guest. We're taking 2 trips to church for Sunday school and had 11 first-time visitors last Sunday in June. Can't wait to see the first one of these bus kids trust Christ as their Savior. English church service is growing. We have a new addition, 1 from Nepal and 2 from the Philippines, coming faithfully. Praise God, we've had 5 decisions for salvation in this ministry over the last 2 months. They have children and Vicky teaches them in Sunday school. This ministry is difficult because they don't speak English well or Icelandic. Brad, Callie, Sammy, Annie Weniger came to help us, and what a blessing they were from one of our supporting churches. They raised some funds and came up here. All tasks were accomplished. We were able to build a wall and get rid of a lot of stuff that was hindering us for another team that's coming up to help us build very soon. Praise God that we got the sign hung up outside the building. Painted the sign inside the building, drew it up, and now it's on the parking lot. People are coming asking questions. It's amazing. God can even use a sign to get people to come and ask about His wonderful plan of salvation. In closing, a bus kid becomes a bus captain. Bjarke May is 20 years old, and it was 15 years ago that she started riding on the bus with us as a kid. Last Sunday, as she was our captain, she was walking the kids to the door after the last child got off the bus. She said, I think I found what God wants me to do at this church. I'm a bus captain. What a blessing. Thank you, Kerwin Baptist Church, for your help and your prayers and your support in Iceland. Can't wait to see you here. God bless you.
As many of you know, back in 1994-95, when Johnny Wright was pastor of the military English ministry in Iceland, they built a building, or began building a building, and the building project, after a year, had to be frozen because of the drawdown and the eventual closing of the military base. In 2006, when Johnny Wright and the military base closed, the building was only completed 30%. And today, thankfully, over the last 10 years, we've been able to complete up to 60% of the building. We have a team willing, a former member of First Baptist Church and a deacon of the church have a burden to come to Iceland yearly and to help us to build. And October 10th, they're going to be sending a group to Iceland. It is our prayer that God would touch hearts so that we may be able to purchase materials and accomplish great things in the building project. My dream and desire is to finish the building project by 2020, when I'm 50 years old, so that I might focus on other things here of importance in the ministry. And would you please pray that God would touch hearts, and may the Lord richly bless you. And if you get an opportunity, come to Iceland. We'd love to have you and let you see what the Lord has done, great things in Iceland.
All right. Well, this is for the interest of people that are looking and wondering what I'm doing as far as the translation work. And I'm going to take you through a journey here to see my process of translation. I'm going to show you a verse that I have translated already. And I'm using this as an example to show you the importance of words. And this is the word that I'm going to be emphasizing in this translation exercise. And this word should be adulterous. Adulterous is a very important word in the Bible. Adultery is in the Ten Commandments, and it should be kept in the translation. And moral purity, whether it be condemning fornication or adultery, should be preserved in the Bible, and especially with our generation of loose living. And so I'm going to show you the example. The current translation says that an evil and unfaithful generation seeks after a sign. There are certain translations that do contain that. However, the Bible should say adulterous, an evil or a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. And this is, of course, going to be Matthew chapter 12 and verse number 39. If you'd like to look at your own Bible, you can. And we're going to take a look at this translation. I'm going to show you this process that I went through to get this translation. Starting with this word, right, this letter right here, this is ha. This is a Greek letter, and ha is the article in masculine singular nominative. And if it doesn't have a noun following it that agrees with it in gender number case, then it's translated by itself often, or sometimes it's just not translated. But in this case, it is, and it's going to be he. And one might say, why is an article being translated he? That's just sometimes what happens. You'll see this often in translation. And then he, and then but. De is going to be translated but in our English Bible. And we're going to translate this into Icelandic and identify this as red. And this is but he. And this is he but in Greek. And then apokrithes. And apokrithes is going to be translated answered. Now the proper translation or the complete translation of this word is going to be he answered, and then it's going to be followed up by a pen, which is he said. Now you're not going to translate this, if you literally translated it, he, but he answered, he said, them. Now we're going to have to add some understanding of what the Greek mind was thinking. And so when we translate this, he answered, we're going to follow it up by saying, and said. And this is exactly how it should be translated. This is not adding to the scriptures, simply just explaining what the Greek mind was thinking when they spoke those words. And then this is going to be the plural pronoun, oitois, and it's found in a dative. And that simply means that this is going to be to whom he's speaking. And in English and in Icelandic, to identify this, you're going to need a prepositional phrase. A prepositional phrase to identify unto whom he was speaking. And so there has to be a prepositional phrase added. And so I used, instead of til theira, I used vid thou. And that's going to be identified as green. And again, it's one word here. It's a noun. And it's identified in the dative case. And I'm going to be using a prepositional phrase, which is exactly what the Greek mind was thinking when it said oitois. Okay, oitois. And then we're going to have genea. Genea is going to be translated kinslod, which is generation. Generation. And it's going to be blue. Now, we have the next word in Greek. And of course, I use this as my guide. I can't use this as my guide because then I'll be searching through these to try to find out what I translated. And this is my checks and balances. So my next word is going to be ponera. Ponera. And ponera is going to be translated vont, which is going to be evil in English, and I'll identify that as purple. And then we have kai, which is a conjunction and I translated that as og. And then moikalis, and moikalis is going to be translated hortoms, and this is the word that really is important, and it should be translated, like in our English Bible, the King James Bible, adulterous. Now, it's a noun in Greek, but because these two items, ponera, which is evil, and moikalis, which is adulterous, is talking about the generation, we're gonna translate these two things to be describing a generation, and then we're going to use an adjective in our translation to do that. That's why I use two. I use this adjective here to describe the kinsloth, or the generation. All right, our next word that we're going to translate is going to be semeion.
say meon. And say meon is a sign. A sign. And so I'm going to identify this as orange. And then our next word is going to be epizeite. Epizeite is going to be seeks to see. Seeks to see. And I'm going to identify that as maroon. And in English, we have seeketh after, or seeketh after. And then the next word is going to be kai. And I'm going to identify that as and, which is our conjunction again. And I'll use red to do that. And the next word is semeon. And of course, this is just a repeat of the same word we had earlier. And it's going to be a sign. And I'll use that as pink, which is our next color we use. And I always use the same process. And then u is going to be it's a particle describing no sign. And so I'm going to identify no sign here on this side with the same color. And nate talc is what we are going to use. And then da fe setai. And this is going to be verdergevet. And we'll put this as green. And then aute is going to be translated in English it, but I'm going to be having to translate this into it as she. And this aute is referring back to the generation, that no sign is going to be given unto it, meaning it is the generation. And in Greek, just like it's feminine, we're going to use feminine in Icelandic. And so we're going to have this as given unto her. And kinsloth here is going to be agreeing with henne, because kinsloth is a feminine word. And so henne has to agree with it. Okay, and continue on. A-may. A-may is going to be translated together. And it's accept, or nema in Icelandic. Okay, and then the next words we're going to translate is ta se meon. Okay, here is se meon, just like it was before, two times, sign. But here is the sign. Now, it has the article, and we're going to actually put it in the translation because it's dealing with a specific sign. And so we're going to have this added in, and it's going to say nema talknith. And we're going to add the article into there to know that it's pointing to a specific sign, somebody's specific sign. And then Jona. Jona is the possessive for Jonas. And so here's the possessive for Jonas. Jonas's sign. And we'll use the same color there. And then we have the article masculine singular to a genitive masculine singular. And we have prophetu, which is the genitive masculine singular as well. And so we're going to translate that and identify that translation here, spaumans. Okay, so now I can see I have all the words coded, and they agree with the code here. So the en han swar de osali vithal, wanta hortoms kinsloth, leitha thesa, shau talk, o henni verder geveth, nate talk, niema talknev, spaumans, jonasar. And so this is going to be the translation process, and the reason I'm doing this is because I'm working this alone, and I do the translation, and then I want to prove to people or answer the question, how did I translate each word? And then I can do that. And after I get this done, and I work on the commas and the proper sentence structure, then I can go through and potentially look up some words, some synonyms. And my program does give me some synonyms that I can use and maybe spice it up a little bit to have the same meaning. But I want to make sure that I have a word-for-word translation going on. All right, now we're going to look at Matthew chapter 24. In Matthew chapter 24, in verse number 35, I believe, we're going to show you this one. And it's going to take me a second to scroll down to the 25. Here we go. Okay. And this is going to be verse number 35 of chapter number 24. Okay, and we're going to start with this, and this is just, I'm going to go ahead and type in the Sonic translation. Hu Uranos is the heaven, and I'm going to translate this into himen. I'm not going to use an article, and I'll explain why in a minute. Og is Kai. Hegei, which is the earth, and I'm going to translate that not the earth, but yurth. And again, I'll explain that in a minute. Parel u santai. Skulu liva untir lok, which means shall pass away. En e de logoe mu ume parel fosi. And orth mean skulu aki aldre liva untir lok. And so here we have this translation, and I'm going to identify how I translated this. Again, himen, which is going to be identified as maroon. And again, I did not translate the article because just like heaven and earth shall pass away, I'm not going to translate the heaven and the earth. It's not necessary. And so it's going to be heaven and earth. And this is just following rules of translation. And then we have and is identified as red, og, kai. And then yurth is going to be pink. That's our next word that we're translated. And then we're going to have parel usantai. Parel usantai is skulu lidem tlok. That is going to be shall pass away. And it looks like there's four words for one, but it's not. That actually means shall not pass away because you have a future middle indicative, and you're going to have to add in shall. In order to do that, and you got, of course, you have a future sense, and so we write future adding the word shall, and just understand that. And then oi, here's an article again, and it doesn't stand by itself, just like these articles aren't standing by themselves. It's modifying logoi. Logoi is words, and it's plural, and so oi is logoi is words, and I'll identify that as green. And then de, which is going to be blue, I'm identifying this. And then I'll identify, of course, I already did logoi because I did that when I did the article because it agrees with its modification and gender number case. And it's translated together. And then mu, which is mean, possessive pronoun, genitive, masculine. And it's going to be the color purple. And then umain, these are translated together. And it means never or not in any way. And it's black, so I don't need to identify that anymore. And then parel thosi. And this is going to be, the. Of course, it's a futuristic, or it's a statement of something that shall never, or shall happen, and it, shall pass away. And if I didn't have this in the verse, it would say that my words shall pass away. But because it has this in there, it means shall never pass away. And this is what I've done. And now I see that I've translated every word from Greek and into Icelandic, and ensuring that I have a checks and balance. Now I can go through, after I finish this process, and make sure that I have the proper sentence structure, make sure that I'm writing these words in the proper orders, and it gives another person an opportunity to check my work and see, oh, he translated this into this. And this, and he translated into this. And this is the process that I take for those who are interested. I wanted to walk you through that. And when the process is done, what we have is, and I'll show you the beginning of this book, and remove this just for the sake of understanding what I'm doing. And so here you go. We have the Greek, we have the Icelandic, and we have the King James Version of the Bible. And so you'll see, and the color code is contiguous. We have Biblos, and we have Bokin, the book, and we have English, the book. And then we have, again, Na Seus, and then we have Aetartulu, and then we have Of the Generations. And that's exactly what we have in Icelandic, Of the Generations. And then Jesu, which is the possessive form of Jesus. Jesu, which is Jesu, which is the possessive form in Icelandic. And then of Jesus is how we do possessive in English. And basically, this is what you'll have when we print the Bible. Now, we're going to have this printed first as a study Bible. This is what you'll be able to read. And then people will be able to go over and check and double check the work that I've done and make sure that I have word for word translated the Bible properly and ensuring that we have the scriptures in their entirety in the Icelandic language. While I'm working, and I'll back this up, while I'm working on this, I have three screens operating. And on this screen over here, I have a Bible program called Bible Works. And there's just a humongous, vast amount of research and information that I have that I can research words in their original language, where our Bible came from, the Greek language. And I'm using the Greek text, the Textus Receptus. And then we have the Icelandic Dictionary open on this screen, and I can type in words and get some research there. I also have a thesaurus in Icelandic, and so I can take and find words, and then find better words, or more explicit words, or more descriptive words, I mean. I also have the Icelandic software program here that helps me to be able to make sure that I'm conjugating verbs properly or declining nouns properly and using the proper case and spelling and such. And then here I have, of course, opened up, and if I want to do some research, and I typed in the word in my translation, I changed and added the translation of Hordoms Kinslov, which is adulterous generation. And what I discovered is I could type it on the internet and see that somebody else has written about that and used that phrase, which tells me it's a valid phrase that is understood. I don't use phrases that are found on Facebook pages or non-literate, I guess we would say, pages. But I use if it's found in their law books or in their news or on university documents. And this is a university document. Somebody who was writing about the Bible in the old days, this was like 600 years ago, used the word adulterous generation. And so that's something I have open and I can do a search. Somebody asked me about Google Translate, and Google Translate, if you copy, for instance, Matthew chapter 1 in verse number 1, and you put that into Google Translate, what you're going to find is that Google is going to identify that the Bible has been translated and it's already on the internet. And so it's not going to translate it. What it's going to do is it's going to show you how it was translated. So it's not necessarily translating. It's just revealing the Bible verse that's already in the Catholic or Lutheran translation. So therein lies the problem of not being able to use Google Translate to translate the Bible from King James Version to Icelandic, because they already have, instead of translation, they already have identified and linked those two together. So that when you look it up, you're not getting a translation, but you're just getting how it was translated. And I hope that makes sense to you. But when I finish it in Icelandic, because Iceland books have not been translated a lot into English, not on a large scale, you don't have that same frustration. So I can copy and paste my translation into Google Translate, and I can see how it would look in English if the Google Translate were to translate it, and it doesn't identify that as equal translating from the Bible. And so it is interesting for me to see how Google Translate translates my translation of the Bible. But I have this open and I can do all kinds of research, and basically this is what I do when I'm translating the Bible. And I hope that this clears up some things for people that were asking me questions. And just be praying for me as I'm working on this. I would appreciate, of course, lots of prayer, because we want to ensure that the Icelandic people have the entire Word of God. It's so very important to have every word that God has spoken. In fact, Jesus said himself, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And I am one that believes that God's Word is preserved 100%. I believe we have 100% of God's Word in our Greek and Hebrew text. I believe we have 100% of God's Word in our English King James Version. And my work here, as I've been studying the scriptures here, is our need is to ensure that the Icelandic people get 100% of God's words translated, and that's my goal. And be praying, of course, for this, and I appreciate your time to look at this video. God bless you, and have a good day.
Translation like the
translators did for the King James.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he's doing it. it's exciting when we can see that kind of work. And I ran across an article and it talked about the Apostle Paul. It says, Paul says he did not work haphazardly. He had planned his strategy like a skilled master builder, as in 1 Corinthians 3:12. His foundation was theological as well as methodological. Anyway, he had a method to his madness. He warns all others to heed the precedents he had so carefully established. But could his plan have succeeded if he had not supported himself? And in 1 Corinthians, we talked about in chapter 9, the Apostle Paul did not take offerings from the churches. He supported himself. And kind of like Brother Pat was doing his translation, you know, when that book, when the Bible does get published, he'll have some of those royalties coming back to him that he'll put back into his ministry. I don't know if that's his plan or not, but publishing is not cheap. But yet, if it gets into the hands of the Icelandic people, the preserved word of God is going forth that way. You know, and so it seemed that Paul's long hours in the workshop would have greatly slowed down his ministry. Instead, it greatly speeded it up. And that's looking at here. He's got a bus ministry going on. He's got a building project going on. He's studying for his services. And he's also translating into Icelandic. So, it was exciting. You know, I caught this and goes, I wonder if we had a chance to look at it. I don't remember whether we did, but I was kind of caught up and said, that's worth it, you know, just to see that. And there's others out there that are doing the same thing in their own countries, trying to get the Word of God into their languages. And a lot of them, like you said, they're translated into the Catholic or the other liberal versions, but not the King James preserved word, using that as the standard. Because all those other translations, what do? They always compare themselves to the King James. So the preserved word of God is out there. So he's being just amazingly effective in that. And God's taking care of him. There is a possibility that the base up there may reopen because they want to get the P3 Orions back up into that area. Because a lot of the flights flying over the what they call the UK gap to watch the Russian fleet and keep track of that. And believe me, I was thankful for those guys going over when I was doing patrols out in there. And again, he may get the help to help finish that up the way he wants. So it's exciting to see that. And I'm not going to read the Hittebittles because we'll pick that up on the Sunday nights. But they're excited because their luggage made it to the field with them, so they were excited. So let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we do thank you again. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for the opportunity to see what Brother Pat is doing with his family on the field, as the Apostle Paul was doing, had a methodology to the way in which he went about his ministry. And he's reaching out with the van ministry back up and running, seeing those young ones coming back in, seeing people through this English ministry to be reached and coming into the services. And fathers, it's exciting to see that. And we thank you, Father, for giving him the ability to do what he's doing as far as translations, but also to give him the ability to just meet all of the needs that church has up there and continuing forward with that building ministry. Father, we hold them up before you and know that soon each of his children are going to be leaving home to go to college. Thankfully, they're coming back to work during the summer times. The Father, he needs help in that area. He needs helpers when his children go to leave home for school. Father, we thank you for those that you've supplied. I thank you, Father, here that you've supplied so many people here for so much of our ministry as well. Father, I do pray for Pastor Lisa and for his kids as they're out just having a time of relaxation, family time together. Pray for safe travel as they come back home. And as we look toward meeting again this coming weekend on Sunday. Father, we thank you for all this and we ask it for your son's sake. Amen. I'll let you close this out. Go back. Do double duty.